Good evening. I'm going to wear my hat because I preached at Espen Diamond's church once, and I did not wear my hat. He was a little concerned. So, Espen, I got my hat on. Let's pray together. Gracious God, help, thanks, help, and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I didn't know how to start tonight. I didn't know why I said I would do this. Took me a while. Last night I murmured in my sleep so often and so late last night that Carol couldn't shut her eyes until nearly the morning light. And she said, "If you think you're going to leave early, you know, that's just not right, even though there are 50 ways to leave your village." Just hang a left at Lyman's. Climb over Martin's Ridge, Midge. Take a hike to Cloudy Pass, Chaz, and let the rest of us be. On the other side of the basin, Jason, no need to take honey, Sonny. Take Lower Railroad Creek, Eek. Just walk and be free. But that would not be going forth with good courage. And I've also read the signs on the bus for so many years until they were taken down for some reason that I've never quite figured out. But it used to say, the way up is free, and the trip down is costly. And so instead of slinking out, I did slink out of bed and fleed for refuge, flew for refuge to Philippians 4. And a text that I keep working on, and I don't think I'll ever stop translating it, but here's where I am now. Keep on rejoicing. And again, I keep on saying, keep on rejoicing. Let your magnanimity show. Then the Lord is very near. Don't be anxious in anything, but in, with, and through everything by prayer and just asking with thanks, thanks, thanks. Keep on making known your asks to God. And then the peace of God, which way surpasses all understanding, will keep on standing guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's the word of God. Thanks be to God. And the word that I was thinking about is one of my favorites, which in Greek is epieikes. And the King James says, let your moderation be known to all. And the NRSV, I think, says, let your gentleness be known to all. And I did read that Aristotle calls that word epieikes something that's more than justice. It's beyond justice. And in the Roman Empire, it was something that only a legate or a governor could really do. The emperor could do it. Ambassadors of royalty could do it. They could say, well, you're guilty, but you're free. You are free because I say you're free. It's a word of magnanimity, and I don't think we can fathom it in our democratic world. Oh, except in Chicago. I think it works in Chicago. I forgot that. But I don't know how we get to magnanimity. I don't find that in my life. I tend to count up. I tend to count up and then slink around on my own little ground. And I think you do too. But how do we get to magnanimity? How do we get to that place where Paul says we're poor, making many rich, penniless, we own the world? The only way I know to get there is through prayer. And Paul's rather circular way of dealing with rejoicing and keep on again. I say rejoicing again and again. I keep on saying. You do it by prayer. And prayer is really help and thanks. Last week, Augustine came to me again. I always look at my foot because I burned my foot the night before. How do you burn your foot in a kitchen, you may ask? But I did. The night before a terrific Augustine conference in Madison, and we were all going down to it. It was in 1991, and I always think about Augustine whenever my foot hurts because I still have a pain there. But wasn't it great? Those of you who were here, Michael Pellett did this terrific, terrific session on Augustine. And Augustine talks about sin as being turned in upon oneself. Turned in. And you know what? When you say help, you can't be turned in anymore. You are turned out. And then next is thanks. Is thanks. Help. Thanks. The only way I get there is, even though I have slammed and bolted the door shut of my life again and again, Jesus has wedged this cross into the door and I can't shut it completely. So, not rich making many poor, but poor making many rich. Penniless, we own the world. And you think of the world Paul was in. We had a toga party over the weekend, and it was everybody got dressed in sheets and danced. And you can actually dance in those togas because they're just sheets. You know, toga's about 20 feet long, and it's all wool, and you can only walk a certain way. And just think about these early Christians being free, free of togas. Free of togas. And now we think of togas as being free of this sort of stuff. Well, take your togas off because we're going to dance. St. Paul has one of the great promises. All things are yours because you belong to Christ and Christ belongs to God. Poor, you will make many rich. Penniless, you will own the world. And nobody's going to stop you. Isn't that amazing? Nobody will stop you. Life, death, angels, principalities, nothing's going to stop you because you are Christ and Christ is God's. So we've got a band, right? The end of summer band. Thank you, Brett. On Siri on the piano, Catherine on the bass. Boogie Woogie Bobby, the guitar, and Julia with the bell. You've all got a copy of And God Said Yes. If you want to do it in American Sign Language, yes is real simple. Yes, yes, yes. This was written by Norman Hobble, who's now in his 80s, and he wrote this at Holden Village in 1968, somewhere in there. And he was going to be here this summer and couldn't make it up from Australia. So he gave Nancy and us permission to update it a little bit. And you can see it's a real catchy tune. And if it sounds like a little like a tequila song, well, that's all right. We all borrow, right? So, put your dancing shoes on. You can wear your togas if you want. Are you ready to do a little intro? Well, sing it through. And you can stand at any time. You don't have to stand. Fins don't have to stand at all. But we'll sing the last two stanzas twice so that you get really used to. So after you get to the end, just go back to the second to the last stanza and sing it again. By that time, you'll know it. And, you know, we don't have Narnia this week, so I don't have a flock of children around. But anybody who feels like being a child of God, the little child shall lead them. All right. Sing. Oh, hey!
Okay. Well, tonight, as we are gathered together, we also wish to say farewell to a number of friends with whom we have shared life together in this place. We say goodbye to Paul, Carol, and Tom, who have been the village directors for the last 5 years. We also say goodbye to Nancy, who has been our village pastor for the past year, and Larry, who has been the Portal Museum curator for the last year.
We will say a blessing, and we will conclude with the Holden Prayer. If you know it, please join in. If not, please hear it as a blessing. Would Paul, Carol, and Tom, Nancy, and Larry please come forward? I would also like to invite anyone who would like to gather around them and lay hands on these dear friends to also come forward.
As you leave the village, after serving faithfully and well, we wish to send you off with a blessing and a gift, as you have been both blessing and gift to this village.
Paul, Carol, Tom, Nancy, and Larry, children of God, sisters and brothers in life and faith, thanks be to God for so richly blessing you and calling you to share with us life together in this place. May God bless you and keep you as you continue on your journey wherever it may lead.
These candles. Those candles are a small token of our deep appreciation for all that you have brought to the village. Receive them as a sign of the light that you carry within you and as a reminder of your time in Holden in such settings as prayer around the cross. May your light continue to shine wherever you may go.
Paul, Carol, Tom, Nancy, and Larry, you are in our thoughts and prayers, and you will remain in our hearts. We now send you out with the Holden Prayer. Let us pray.